again.
So, what's your assessment of the game today?
We came out there and I thought we played some excellent soccer, created very good opportunities, and unfortunately we couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. I thought Hope Solo was incredible, as she always is. I mean, the last three games that we've played, she's really kept them in the game. We came out here and played with a lot of heart and desire, and we're very dangerous. We're very dangerous in the attack, and I think at the end of the day, we put on a good game for the fans.
In a lot of the games this season, it's come down to missed scoring opportunities. It seemed to be the story again today. Is there something a little bit more the team needs to do? Is something you've seen in the team that needs to improve?
Well, obviously, when we're creating chances like this, what needs to improve is the finishing, that final touch, which is so difficult, I mean, at any level. And the positive, though, is we're getting ourselves in those positions. We're being dangerous. We're getting shots 8, 7, 9, 10 yards away from the goal in front of Hope Solo, and it's been like that throughout the season with the other teams. So we're creating chances, and it's just, hopefully coaching staff coming up with ideas and helping our forwards find the back of the net, and we'll keep working on that, and we'll see how it goes.
Over these last five games or so, the teams really look like they're gelling and really coming together. Unfortunately, it's a little late for the season to make the playoffs, but how does that help you looking forward to next season?
I'm very excited. I mean, I told the players this. I'm looking forward to next season because we have a special group here. And, when you put performances like we have toward the end of the season, it's gonna make my job very difficult on deciding what changes I make for next season. Obviously, we need to find a few players, I think, that'll help us get over the hump. But I gotta give credit to the players. They've come out and played hard in every game. At practice, they show up every practice. It's, hey, we're here because we believe in this, and we're excited about it. We're a good team. It just hasn't gotten some of the breaks. And, so there's a lot of things to look forward to.
How do you rate this inaugural season of WPS?
I rate it very high as far as the level of play. I think this is the best league in the world. We've got the best players in the world, and I think even next season it's going to be that much better. It's difficult to put a team together in a month of preseason and then just having them for 6 months, and now that we've had the coaches will have a team for about a year or so, and we're going to be bringing in even better players from the internationals. I mean, we've got I think the German players will be coming, Swedes will be coming, some of the Norway players that chose not to come this year to the league because of the European Championships. They're going to make themselves available for this league next season. So it's going to be exciting for everyone in the league. The level's going to get that much better, not only because of team being together, but with some more talented players coming in.
What are your expectations as a team? I mean, after the changes are made, in the expansion, what are your expectations for the Gold Pride in 2010?
To win a championship, just like Carolina did in the WSA after their first year they finished in last place. Their second year they came back and won the championship. So, I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before, and I think our players will be motivated to come out here and prove everybody that we can play and that we're a talented team, and that's definitely my motivation. I mean, we've all grown this season, from the front staff to coaching staff. I know I've definitely become a better coach, and the players have been there. We've been through it all, and we're looking forward to next season, and we still believe in this, in the locker room, that if we made the playoffs, we'd be a tough team to beat, and especially the way we're playing now. So we're looking forward to winning a championship next year.
You guys, I understand, did like a team field trip last night to watch Barcelona. And is it just my imagination, or did I see a lot more little diagonal through balls into the corners and stuff today?
Well,
because that's something they do. And
you know, it's for sure. But no, it's a little deceiving because St. Louis was playing with such a high line. I mean, their defensive line was almost on the halfway line, so we have so much space in behind our defense. And again, I've mentioned this before, some teams are doing that against us because we don't necessarily have that speedster that can get in behind. But today, we were making intelligent runs, we timed the runs very well, and we created problems for them. And I was surprised when Kia McNeil went out. She's also got some pace in the back. Her and Tina are, I mean, they can catch anyone in this league. And she went out. They kept having that high line, and it allowed us to time our runs and make more dangerous runs with our outside backs, with our midfielders, with our forwards. I mean, I think you guys saw that. We were getting in behind the defense quite a bit. But it has to do, yeah, maybe we watched Barcelona play yesterday, but I think more so with their high restraining line that St. Louis had.
Okay. I figured it would be kind of far-fetched to, you know, something that happened, what, 24 hours ago that would impact the play already, but
it may very well have. I mean, that's why I'm always trying to encourage our players to watch the game, learn from the game. I mean, especially nowadays, you can watch soccer on pretty much any time you turn the TV on. And when you've got an opportunity to watch teams like Arsenal, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Man U, I mean, you can learn a lot from it. And especially when you can go and watch it live, because there you really can see how the team's shape is and the runs made, which sometimes you can't catch on TV. Okay.
Good.
We should have Barcelona play here more often.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.